This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At number 10.
No. So what is the, you're in Hollyweird land, what sort of things are being said in La La Land about Kanye that may be additional to what we're hearing just in general about him on the gossip sites, the social media sites where people are, yeah, just kind of, oh, that's what you expect from him. I said,
you know,
something.
Funny.
You're going to, oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, we haven't talked much about him on the program because,
haven't you?
Truly, it just, I mean, why at this point? It's just, all of this stuff is just a lot of, I don't know, he's trying to get a lot of attention for himself. I think he's trying to do it in the wrong way. I do think that Kanye is one of these, like, crazy, contorted, weird, weirdly smart people. I mean, he's not stupid.
No.
But he also has been saying some really bad, hateful things. And so, I don't know. I mean, I just don't even know what to think of him. And so we kind of been ignoring it. But the story for us in L.A. was that he showed up at the Skechers headquarters in Los Angeles, tried to get in, I guess, to try to make a deal with them for his Yeezy brand. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they booted him right out the front door. So.
Out the door. I said something that I, Jay, correct me as I'm saying it, if I'm saying it differently than I did on the regular program. I compare Donald Trump to Kanye West in terms of the fact that they both need help, they both have the same problem, and they both come across. Kanye West, obviously a brilliant business guy, he can't control what comes out of his mouth. Donald Trump would be an excellent president if he wasn't so, you know, wrapped up in his own whatever.
The problem is that what Kanye West is saying is anti-Semitic. Donald Trump is not anti-Semitic. His daughter and his son-in-law are Jewish. It's like what Kanye West is in trouble for is making comments against Jewish
people. I'm talking
about
it in general. In this case, yes, anti-Semitic stuff. But he said crazy stuff for years. Years and years and years and years. He's been off on these crazy toots to the point where I remember when Barack Obama was asked for a comment about Kanye West, he said he's a jackass. That doesn't really address what the serious situation is here. It's kind of like this past week we've talked a lot about suicides and the fact that the numbers are down in the armed forces, and but not in careers like farming. And that's something that happens because you're addressing the problem. People are not addressing the bipolar problem, thus it is either misunderstood, misrepresented in the news media, or just people who have it are made fun of, which is totally wrong. They shouldn't be, we shouldn't be making fun of Kanye West. We should, somebody close to him should be trying to get him treatment for the problem that he has. Maybe his ex-wife has tried to, like I'm sure Trump's children have tried to get him to look at his own stuff.
Well,
and
there's a little bit of difference between they both may have narcissistic tendencies, but Donald Trump was never diagnosed with bipolar,
right,
where Kanye West was. And it's one of those things that as much as loved ones want to help the people they love, you can't help somebody who doesn't want to get help, even when Kim Kardashian is dating Pete Davidson, who is diagnosed bipolar as well, who gets help. And he even tried to reach out to Kanye and was like, dude, go. And it was kind of in more of maybe a confrontational manner because they were always going at it with each other on social media. But he was like, you need to get help. I will help you get help. This is a little ridiculous.
All right, by the way,
I don't love the comparison because I think it does take away the seriousness of a confirmed diagnosis. But at the same time, I also think when people don't like what someone says, they're quick to say that it's some kind of sickness or something like that. And I don't think that's right. I mean, you know, deal with real problems that are either diagnosable by a medical professional or not. But how many times when someone in politics particularly says something, we write it off to a medical condition? And that happens on both sides of the aisle. How many times have people said on the right that Joe Biden's got dementia, that he's senile, you know, when they don't like what he says? Now
he's not.
Well, he might be. I mean, he seems like there's something going on, but you know what? None of us are doctors. We don't get to diagnose them. I think people pick up on certain things and they think that it just shuts people down by pretending they're doctors, and I don't know. I just don't think it's a great habit for us.
I do that from time to time on the radio. Dr. Doug, practicing without a license. segment later. Oh, listen to that laugh of Jennifer's. That's not a laugh. That's
that was me laughing because I just took coffee into my mouth.
Oh, good for you.
What does that mean? You're going to diagnose that?
By the way, Jennifer, in case you didn't grasp this pearl of wisdom this week, Jay and I were right on top of it when Martha Stewart in the interview said she'd date Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Martha Stewart is 81.
Seems like everybody will date Pete Davidson.
I think there's something going on there that we can't see, if you get my drift.
We've heard about it, though.
Oh, yes, right. Right.
He's charming. He's funny. And
oh,
yeah,
funny right.
Makes people hot.
Okay. Number nine on the list is Mr. Musk. Well, he's on the people list, but it's also, you know, part of our story list number five this week. He has closed on the $44 billion deal, $54.20 a share, averting the trials for next month. He reportedly fired the company's top executives. CEO is gone. CFO is gone. General counsel is gone. And so they're going to apparently rebuild the company from the ground up, right? And how does this affect us? How does it affect you? Do you all have Twitter accounts?
Or
is this just another one of those
things?
I'm glad.
Look, I think that if Elon Musk comes in and brings freedom of speech back to Twitter, I think that's great. We need to get out of the realm, again, of not just if shutting people down that we don't like. Look, I don't like what Kanye West is saying. I don't like what a lot of people say, but you still have a right to say it. We have a right to consume it. We have a right to cancel him. We have a right to just, you know, make him not important anymore. But mm-hmm. We should not, I think we're far too fast to deplatform people, to cancel people, mm-hmm. to tamp down what is an alternative look at things. I mean, Twitter right now is in trouble because they were shutting down people who were questioning the vaccine. Well, it turns out we probably should have been having a better dialogue about the vaccine when it was first being rolled out, but Twitter wouldn't allow that. And actually, they're being investigated for, I love using this word, colluding with the government to say what was okay and what was acceptable speech. That's
the
Chinese
government
behavior. That's
or
not American
political
behavior.
Parties.
Mm-hmm. The government, the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you know they're capable of that. These guys will do anything.
But that doesn't
to get
make it right.
No, it makes
you know,
it
imagine
wrong.
Imagine if Trump in the White House said, you know what, we're going to do a dress code in the country, and anyone who doesn't want to wear a red MAGA hat is going to be taken off of Twitter.
Well, the other side of that is that Trump has done a lot to shut down in terms of free speech.
Like what?
Or in terms of what appears in the press, because they're so negative. I haven't finished my thought yet. The press, the news media is so negative on Trump, so the pendulum goes both ways, but it doesn't seem to be effective when you take a shot at the news media, like I do all the time, versus how easy it is to take a shot at Donald Trump. And so this is, but yet, as we go through this, and the political realities are number one this week, actually, on the Talk Radio Countdown survey, because of things like this woman in Phoenix. What's her name? Lake?
Carrie Lake.
Yeah.
She's ahead by 11 points now.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Huge.
Apparently, what's his face? Herschel Walker is ahead by a couple of points, too, even after all of that controversy. You go back to the whole business about where are we? Donald Trump has started this question and no answer, the business about the election. Did he lose the election? Yes. Did he bring up some good points that are still a part of and ought to be more of a focus in the way the system is run? There are a lot of people say, oh, isn't it fabulous? I was at a political fundraiser last night, and one of the things that came up was how great it was to have early voting and mail-in voting. Well, there was a perfect example of why this isn't good this week when a U.S. Postal Service truck burned up and a lot of ballots. People had mailed in their ballots, and the truck had hundreds of ballots, apparently, in it that will never get counted. This is and the business about not identifying yourself. Do you realize how this is, using an old expression, cockamamie, the looking at what's right? Why do we disagree on what's right? Isn't there, it's like good and bad, right and wrong, up and down, in and out. It just, to me, and I probably am getting too passionate about this, the whole system is rigged. It is. the people that push for mail-in voting, how do we know what happens to those really?
Well,
early
the problem
voting.
With the mail-in is different. In California, we have mail-in, we have absentee, and we have in-person. Absentee voting is fine because a person who can't, for whatever reason, make it to a polling place can request a ballot. And then you know that a human being has requested their ballot, and then they can send it in by mail. The problem with by-mail voting, and this is done by design, is that they send it out to anybody who's on the voter rolls. And the dirty secret is that no one likes to clean the voter rolls because they like to keep dead people on there.
Yeah,
they like to
right.
keep people who have moved on there. They like to, in my state, put illegal immigrants on there because of motor voter rules. When you go to the DMV and get a driver's license, you're registered to vote. And whoopsie, oh, we registered someone who's not supposed to, you know, who's not legally in the country.
Surprise! Right. He's dead. Yeah, right. And that's been going on for a long time. I've told the story on the air about how my father got paid $10 a vote. For everybody, he'd go around, the ward bosses would give him names, and his pals, they'd go around the voting booths and vote for somebody who's been dead for 4 years. Yeah, that kind of stuff has gone on forever. Doesn't mean it's right, it just goes on. But there are a lot worse problems in the system than that. It's 18 after, this is the Talk Radio Review.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens Find Rx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
I was thinking when I was a kid, the definition of a farmer was simply a farmer. Farmers planted seeds, they grew crops, they raised livestock, and so they never had to speak to the public. These days, consumers want to know where the food is coming from. I tell you every week, go to the farm. It's the best place to get good fresh food. You don't have to worry about packaging problems. You don't have to worry about E. coli, listeria, none of that stuff.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are at the 24 after the hour. Time for us to review what's going on social media as far as the issues of the week. Comments from social media. You can send yours along Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Early voting and mail-in voting got a lot of people worked up this week, and appropriately so, I think. Don't you, Jay, when you look at some of these, you know, I can't get away from it because it so infuriates me how this stuff is corrupt to the nth degree. All right, so what are some of the comments?
Doug, you brought up a really good comment, too, because we do think about the corruption with it. We think about what would happen if a mail truck caught fire, which it did this week. And then you brought up the good point of what if you do your mail-in, you vote early, and then something happens and you change your mind of who you want to vote.
Yep,
totally.
Yeah.
It's like the John Fetterman, Dr. Oz situation. When people watch that debate, even if they may have liked John Fetterman, they're going to have to ask the question, is he medically fit and ready to take office?
No, the answer is no, he's not fit.
And so they were hiding that for a long time. It was kind of like the Hunter Biden laptop story. Everybody
it's
said, oh, that's been debunked, and oh,
it's
nobody.
Too bad.
You know, and it's like people cast their vote, and then they said like 33% said if they had known about that story, it may have changed their vote. It's crazy.
All right, what do you get from our listeners, Jay, on this story?
David Hamm says early voting needs to be stopped. Every state and every person should vote on one single day.
Yep.
David Dial says early is fine, but no mail-in. Would you put cash in the mail? Which a lot of people still do. Shockingly.
Yeah, you've got to be crazy. Keep going.
Jeff Schmidt, early voting is okay as long as you can prove who you are. Mail-in voting leaves the door open to a lot of suspicion, and suspicion is a bad thing for an election.
Uh-huh.
Kerry Morgan brings in a good point. As a retired military member, I almost exclusively voted via mail-in. Of course, going through the proper channels and procedures to prove who you are is easy, as all branches have it set up to be easy and accessible as possible. Andy Brinkley says mail-in voting should be stricter, as I see a need for it in certain circumstances. Early voting, I don't care for. It seems to open the door to too many tampering, in my opinion. And this one's really cool. Chase Stevens, can I give you my Canadian perspective? We have an organization called Elections Canada that handles everything related to our elections. So there is one standard methodology and set of rules for the whole country. Having individual states set their own rules and cut-off times is absurd.
Yep, it is absurd. That is a good perspective. We have listeners all around the world. I saw something this week from Jordan, from somebody. I could barely understand what he was saying. But, you know, I was talking about how lucky we are here to be able to do this sort of thing because they can't do it. You know, can you imagine going to vote in Saudi Arabia? Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Let's a couple of quick topics that are on your mind this week.
Melody Dixon, obviously Halloween weekend, like certain memories and getting the big candy bars, which houses you should go to, the plastic masks that you would wear with your costume you could barely see or breathe out of. Ingrid Griffin says anything is on her mind except politics, and she just wants to hear more about your farm, Doug.
Yay, let's hear it for the farm. All right, good. Thank you for your input. Keep it coming. It's 28 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve is set to make its fourth straight rate hike in fighting inflation this week. The U.S. Central Bank has already pushed up the benchmark lending rate five times this year. Analysts say another 0.75 point hike is almost certain. The policy-setting Federal Open Market Committee starts its two-day policy meeting on Tuesday. Two U.S. college students studying abroad were identified Sunday as the only known Americans among at least 153 people who died at a Halloween concert in Seoul, South Korea over the weekend. The incident was initially described as a stampede, but video appears to depict the crowd in a wave of people pushing forward through an overpacked crowd. 3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now, former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Recall things and also think more clearly. Have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Repeat after me. I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
I, Kevin, take you, Susan.
This is Jamie from Progressive.
Shh, Jamie.
No, it's all right. I can talk. Progressive protects you 24/7, which means you can contact us anytime.
Shh.
I'm getting a loud shh sound, so I'm going to talk louder. What can I help you with today? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Progressive can do that.
Shh.
Ugh, there's that noise again. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker.
Contact us 24/7 on the phone, online, or on the mobile app. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
21-year-old student and videographer going up and down the river didn't expect to see this treasure, but there it was in plain sight along the rocky shoreline of the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi. So anyway, this fellow went down, his name is Riley Bryant, went down to the riverbed, saw this stuff in good condition just lying there.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 34 after the hour here on the overview, this talk radio review, the overview of what's going on this week in the news talk radio world as presented by several experts. Jay Kirshner does lots of research for the Doug Steffen Good Day program and is on the air with me. Jennifer Horn is here when I can get her here, including for the weekend review, the hot hits, as we see them. And you continue to feed us your thinking on social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and at Twitter, Good Day On Air. I thought it was interesting when we do our survey of what's on your mind this week. Tim Lowe.
Possible is the answer for me.
Okay. That's Friday talking. Tim Lowe. Why was the 101st Airborne deployed to Romania last week, and why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Well, because the mainstream news media is controlled by people who want to control your thinking, control your thoughts. the movie Spotlight was on one of the home channels this week, and I'd forgotten. I saw it when it was in the theaters, but I watched actually most of it. It's a fabulous movie, and it really gets to the heart and soul in a way of how major stories are reported or not, how they get buried by a personal, you know, the values of personalities instead of it having news value. If I don't like it, if the boss says, I don't like it, we're not going to cover about it. I've been told, but thankfully not much. Early on in my radio career back in the 80s, I was told some things that I couldn't talk about and things that I could talk about. And then when I had the blow up with Salem, Jennifer, they told me that there were three things I couldn't talk about, which I didn't anyway. But that didn't end up saving me any anyhow. It didn't make any difference. But the point is that if you have something on your mind and it's a unique point of view, share it with us. The topics, here's somebody named Marty who likes the farm stories. You see, this is something, the reason that I do stuff that's interesting, or scratch interesting to me, but I do the things that are kind of off the grid, is because everybody else is talking about the same things, and I'm aware of this, I'm sensitive to it, and so look at the things that are coming back, Jay and Jennifer, from people. They want to hear more about the farm and more different news about what's going on in other countries.
Yeah, human interest, good news stories.
Yep. Okay, back to the countdown itself and what's going on here. Number six this week, crime. Here's the story from Iowa about a woman who claims her father was a serial killer who murdered 70 women, and she helped him bury the bodies.
I saw that. Ugh.
Good God. What? Lucy Studley is her name.
She would speak out on this, and nobody believed her because they were like, you're just young. You're like, you don't know what you're talking about.
This guy, her father, died at the age of 75 10 years ago, killed 70 women, most of whom were sex workers, over the course of three decades. She and her siblings were forced to help him dispose of the bodies. Good God. What does that do to your mental outlook on life? After the killing, she said they would transport the bodies to an area of where there's a well, and they took their bodies in wheelbarrows and went out and buried them. They buried them in the winter months and the summer months out in Fremont. What is this? Is this Fremont, California?
Iowa.
Fremont. Yeah. Fremont, Iowa. Sorry. Yes. So what are you know, you look at that, and by the way, I didn't see any coverage of this anywhere. Did you? Anybody see any coverage of this?
I saw it just briefly the other day, but it was a small little, it was almost just like a little headline piece that I saw.
Yeah. Right. what we know and what we don't know. Okay. Number four this week is the war. The Russians keep saying they're going to blow up the nuclear power plant because the Ukrainians are winning. So if we get pushed out, we're going to blow up, and this could trigger a nuclear disaster. Is it so much huff and puff, or would blowing up this power station, would this be something that would be the crowning glory for bad Vlad? A lot of concern about this.
I know. And there's the thing that still gets me, and we say this almost every time we talk together about this, is that I just don't trust what's going on over there, because there's a lot of manipulation to the headlines. And I don't know. I just feel like we don't get a full picture as to what it's really like on the ground anymore. And so I wish that we would, because I think it would help us all decide the appropriate ways in which we can help Ukraine. I think most people want to see Ukraine come out on top and stop Vladimir Putin. But at the same time, you also want to know exactly what the situation is without manipulation. And there's a lot
of corruption. Pretty hard to get that no matter what it is these days.
I know.
And that applies to the number one item this week. We go back to politics in the midterms. The South Carolina governor is going to uphold the state ban on gay marriage, or he wants to. So this is a question on the ballot there. A lot of tight congressional seats as well, gubernatorial races, some of the key battleground states. Georgia, for example, is one of them. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's going to he's going to campaign this weekend with Herschel Walker. Yeah, okay. That'll. What's that going to do? Did you see his haircut, Jennifer?
Ted Cruz or Herschel Walker?
No. Thank you. Clarification.
Like, did somebody get a wild hair, dude, that I didn't hear?
Herschel, he's got a, Cruz has got like a mullet. Isn't that what it's called, Jay? Looks like a,
it's a weird grow out in the back.
Yeah. It looks,
and then it does like, kind of look almost like a faux hawk a little bit in the front.
Yeah.
There's just a lot going on with it.
I saw Ted Cruz on The View. I didn't notice any of that this week, but yeah. I was too busy watching him verbally spar a 5-on-1 situation. He did pretty well.
Yeah. I think he's a turkey myself. But
you might, but he did a great job on The View. He was really good.
Well, it doesn't mean he can't talk or reason it, so I just think that he's a turkey. But the look of that haircut, this is very prejudicial, I suppose, but I think that haircut is for young people and not for a mature man.
I've got to Google this.
Yeah, look at
the last time I saw Ted Cruz, he just looks kind of like normal. He just had the beard.
No, he looks ridiculous.
On. Yeah, it just kind of like looked like a weird grow out, like this due for a haircut. It didn't look like he went to the stylist and made that choice, if that makes sense.
Okay, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer overheard telling President Joe Biden that the pivotal race in Georgia appears to be going downhill for the Democrats. I laugh about this because Herschel Walker is such a horrible candidate. The Democratic candidate must be more than horrible. And I'd never see, I wouldn't vote for, if I were in Georgia, I wouldn't vote for either one of them. I just leave it blank because the guy that's been there is a total waste of time. Herschel Walker is a horrible candidate. He doesn't.
But he really debated well because I was saying all along he was not. Whoever was around him was not giving him great advice. But the debate between Warnock and Herschel Walker changed the tide a bit in Georgia. He really was well. Whoever got him prepared for that debate did a really good job. He knew how to answer the questions. He actually seemed like he had a good handle on the issues. So he came in strong, I think, at the right time, which is why this race is so close now. It was Warnock was in the lead all the way through, and now it seems like Herschel Walker's in the lead in almost every poll.
Yeah. All right, so you'll be happy to hear Liz Cheney has endorsed and is going to campaign this weekend for her friend, Representative Alyssa Slotkin. Is that her name? Is that how you pronounce
Slotkin.
It?
Mm-hmm.
Slotkin in Michigan. So she, a Republican, endorsing a Democrat. I don't think there's any big surprise here. It's not an earth-shaking. Oh, it's interesting because the news media is making it interesting, or they're trying to make it interesting. Look, that bad Republican. And Jennifer would agree with that. That she's a horror show to the Republicans. She should be a Democrat. Because she doesn't like Donald Trump. Anyway, the two of them are on the House Armed Services Committee. They haven't always voted together, but apparently Cheney, who worked in the State Department, I forgot about that before she went into politics. Do you know that? Do you remember that? Liz Cheney was in the State Department when her father...
I did not remember that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, she's been a government actor for a long time.
Yeah, anyway. And both of this, the Democrat and the Republican, I hear both critics of the what happened January 6th. What's the latest on that? Anybody following that? I'm just so tired of it. I just am kind of played out.
The January 6th stuff? They subpoenaed Trump. They want Trump to come.
Yeah, I know they did that, but he's not going to go, right?
I can't imagine that he's going to go. No. And then the question will be if Republicans win, as a lot of polling says that they will, what happens to that committee?
Win the House, you mean?
Win the House of Representatives, if they win the majority. So then does the committee stay on, or do they finally add Republicans to the committee? Do they bring in other people? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see whether or not it has a future or if it's going to stay in place but change a bit. Because right now it's been a joke. It's been a really one-sided investigation. And if people are serious about getting to the bottom of January 6th, there need to be a lot of more questions that haven't been asked. And so are Republicans going to do that, or are they just going to scrap the committee in general?
Mm-hmm. All right. We haven't talked much about China. And this would be considered, I suppose, we have international relations, number 7. The fate of, and I never pronounce this guy's name right, Xi Jinping.
Is that right. How
his name is?
Yeah.
Is that it? Xi, right, okay.
Xi Jinping, yeah.
So he was reported to have been last week, or was it the week before, he was under house arrest. Everybody said, nah, there's nothing to that story. Okay, so he is trying to flex his muscles, although he smokes so much he probably doesn't have any. He wants to look like the big boss, the most powerful leader of China. Some of the news media, the Epoch Times is reporting on this week. They're the sort of American branch of Truth, Freedom, and the American/Chinese way. Right? Do you check out the Epoch Times, Jennifer?
I do.
You do? Okay. Anyway, so they are saying that she is saying he's the most powerful leader, like mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most beautiful of them all? Me! So he says he's the best since Mao. However, there are multiple sources this week suggesting that there are a lot of Chinese people who are now daring to criticize him and the way he rules, what's going on.
Good luck
communist.
With that. Did you see him have the old leader of China carried out of that meeting this week?
He's a dictator. He's not.
Holy moly. This poor old man didn't. It looked like he didn't know what hit him. He's sitting there next to Xi, and then the next thing you know, these people come up behind him, lift him up by the armpits, and he's like, wait a second, where are we going? And he just disappeared. He even tried to grab Xi on the way out, saying, like, what's happening here? And Xi just smiles at him and shakes his head, and the guy's gone.
Yep. Anyway, he is considered the younger people. See, this is it. This is kind of like what's going on in Russia as well. Now they're waking up. Young people in China call him the emperor in private. Some other people that are involved. There are a few social media chat groups that are gaining some traction, but others saying don't do that. It's a dangerous thing to do. So anyway, that's the update on China. Ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour, actually 48 past. On the Talk Radio Review.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Why wait to save? Dell Technologies Black Friday event arrives early with select deals on top tech to power business productivity. The savings start now with up to 48% off performance business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, including free shipping on everything. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Black Friday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Sure, we have 30 seconds to tell you that drivers who switch to Progressive could save big. But then what? Well, we could try to fill the remaining time with awkward pauses. It's often done for comedic effect. Is it working? I can't tell if this is funny. Maybe this is so bad it's funny. Wow, we really peaked at the save big when you switched to Progressive part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, Rusty, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's bacon!
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. us, no more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour now on Doug's Good Day program with my friend Nick Miles. Nick has his own website that so many people, thousands every week, go to ourautoexpert.com to find out what they need to know about their cars, recalls, what's selling well, where you can get a good deal, how to take care of your transmission when somebody, you know, oh, you know what I've seen this week a number of times, the catalytic converter thing, and what the real story is behind the theft of all these catalytic converters. What makes them, you want to give us a 60-second overview of what makes them so attractive and valuable? Why are people, this guy, there's one guy in Massachusetts who was finally caught, but he was driving around the state every night. Anybody that had a car in a parking lot, like in a mall where there's nobody around in the, at 3 o'clock in the morning, he's going to every car that was there and cutting out the catalytic converters. So why are they doing this? What's the value of a catalytic converter?
There's two. It has created a value with stealing them. But the first one is because they contain precious metals. And those were initially being recycled at metal places, and people were getting the money from them. But that was quite a long and difficult, you know, situation to do it. But as this trend of stealing the catalytic converters began, people were replacing them. So then there was this market of selling you back a catalytic converter that had been stolen. So, you know, it was it was a market created by skullduggery. And that became a sort of secondary market as well. So those were the initial causes of it. But people have been taking to the etching, you know, numbers in them and all those type of things to try and prevent it. Nothing has really helped apart from having a large German Shepherd sit by your car all night.
Or a Doberman Pinscher, something like that. All right, you've come up with the top 10 movies in an interesting overview. The number of cars destroyed. We were talking about the top 10 cars car movies last week, but this is an even better list of how many cars have been destroyed in these various movies, the top 10 movies, and like the Fast and Furious movies, 130 cars been destroyed.
Yeah, it's hard to do two. And for every time you see cars destroyed, Doug, I mean, it's the part you watch the movie for, but it's also the part where, you know, you see something like a beautiful Range Rover or a Porsche destroyed. You go, oh, no.
Wow,
you know, the car guys are always like, ouch, that hurt.
Yep,
but it's
also
the best part of the movie, right? Because it's the chase scene usually where it happens.
Right. In Bullet, for example, they blow up the Dodge Charger with Hal, but not Hal Needham, Hickman, Bill Hickman.
Yes, Bill Hickman.
All right, number nine, A Good Day to Die Hard. That's Bruce Willis and the last of those, right? How many movies, how many cars got wrecked in that movie?
132, and of course, most buildings as well. I think they wrecked two or three skyscrapers in every Bruce Willis movie, too.
So where did they get these cars? You know, you see them on TV, their cars getting blown up all the time. Do they get these cars out of the junkyard? And then they make them look like, and then they blow them up.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, they buy them on secondhand lots and those sort of things. But often with their new ones, of course, they do deals with these car companies. So I know that Dodge, for instance, gave the Fast and Furious like 12 brand new Chargers. And they got seven of them back, of which they had to, you know, part them out because they weren't usable.
Yeah, right. All right. Number eight, the Junk Man.
Yeah.
150. Let's see, the Furious, well, the Fast and Furious are,
The original
enumerated here, there's a bunch of them. But the number one movie that has destroyed more cars than any other movie, this surprises me. What's number one?
Transformers 3, which is interesting.
How many
532 cars.
Good God.
Yeah.
They wrecked 500 cars. The junkyards must have been happy to see these guys coming.
Yeah, I think a lot of it took place in a junkyard, so that's probably why. Everybody set fire to a whole junkyard or something there. That's probably what happened. But, they cut up a lot of cars to make other cars, and there's a lot of shenanigans going on there. And sadly, those cars will never drive again. Some of them probably deserve to be wrecked, but a lot of them were nice new cars that got wrecked.
Well, they squeeze them up, and they melt them down, take all the different stuff out of them, and they send it back to the steel mill so they can melt the stuff down and use it in another car. That's what
there you go.
Most of that stuff. All right, interesting list. I will publish that on gooddayshow.com. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.